तूने प्यार जो दिया है, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, भला कैसे भुलाए। ओ मधुबन वाले बाबा, ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा।
Today is a special day of love, remembering Baba with love. From Amrit Vela. Children from all directions. From Amrit Vela, children from all directions had been surrendering, had been offering their love to Prabhupada. The rosary, the garland of the pearls of the love of all the children. Is continually being put around Baba's neck, Bhaktada's neck. The rosary of the pearls of love. On one side, there were the rosaries of the pearls of love, and on the other side, there was also the rosary of complaints, sweet complaints from the children, especially being given to Baba today. However, this dear Baba saw a difference in the complaints. Previously, the complaints were previously the complaints of Baba, you should also have taken us with you.
Hamne Sakarpanta.
Or we hadn't received sustenance through the sakar form.
Visvalash.
But this year,
Mecharatika. Olerna.
The complaints from the majority of the children were that this year's complaints
Bab Saman Ban Ab Kimbas.
Complaints saying, Baba, I want to become like you and reach to you, come where you are.
Saman Parmika Omang Utsa
There was very good zeal and enthusiasm in the majority of children of becoming equal to Baba, Bab Saman.
Saman. Panikicha. Bhot Tivar.
It's a very deep desire to become equal to Baba.
Panchay or Ajay.
To become like you and come to you. Many children had this thought in their sweet heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Bhaktada also says to the children,
Saman Bhava.
May you be equal. Baba's blessing, Saman Bhava.
Sampan Bhava.
May you be complete. And may you be perfect. Method for this?
Satah ke liye. about Sage.
A very easy method for all time. Easiest method is
Sati ki sakarmi. Samat jao.
To constantly be merged in the ocean of love. Just as you were merged in love for the whole day today. Did you remember anything else? Did you remember anything other than Bab Dada? Whatever you did, you were doing, sitting, walking, no matter what you were doing, you were merged in love, in Baba's love. As you were walking, what did you remember as you were walking and moving around?
Brahma Bhakti.
You remembered Brahma Baba's divine activities and his image, Baba's face. Baba's face stayed in front of you, Baba's image. Baba's image stayed in front of you, and also Baba's divine activities were in your awareness. Constantly remembering Baba's activities.
Sabine Sade.
All of you had the special experience of love today, didn't you? You had this experience, didn't you? Did you have to make any effort? It was easy, wasn't it? Love is such a power. That it makes you forget everything else. Remember the body, you don't remember the bodily world, the physical world. Love frees you from making any kind of hard effort.
chamo patotier.
Where there is love, there is no hard work, there's no effort required. Love easily enables you to experience Bhaktada's hand over you. Love becomes a canopy of protection.
Maya jeet banate
and makes you the conqueror of Maya. No matter how great the problems, even as big as mountains may be, that may come in front of you.
Sunny.
Love makes the mountains as light as water. You know how to remain absorbed in love, don't you? Do you? Do you know how to do this? You experienced this by staying in love today, didn't you? Did you remember anything else? Did you remember anything? You didn't, did you? There's nothing but Baba, Baba, and Baba, just the remembrance of the One. You remained absorbed in love, lost in Baba's love. And so Bhaktada says, don't make any other kind of effort. Just remain merged in the ocean of love. Do you know how to remain merged? Sometimes children do become merged in the ocean of love, but there's always a but.
Thora sasame.
They remain merged for a short while.
फिर बाहर निकल के आते.
And then they come out of the ocean.
अभी अभी कहेंगे मामा.
One minute they'll say,
Baba,
sweet Baba, lovely Baba.
और अभी अभी.
The next minute. As soon as they come out of the ocean, the ocean of love,
और बातों में लग जाते हैं.
They become engrossed in other matters. It's just like when someone dives into the ocean and comes out again immediately. So they feel. They remain merged in the ocean. They take a dip into the ocean and then come out again. But constantly remain merged. Continually remain merged.
Sunil ki shakti. Sabse. Sehj mukt kar degi.
The power of love will easily free you from everything.
सभी बच्चों को ब्रह्मन जन्म के आद का अनुभव सनील ने ब्रह्मन बनाया.
For all children there. Experience of love at the beginning of their Brahman birth made them become Brahmans. It's the love that brought about transformation. The time. Do you remember the beginning of your Brahman birth? The experience you had at that time.
Mila.
Of course you received knowledge and you had yoga. But
Sanini Akshit Kar Baba Bana.
It was love that attracted you and made you belong to Baba. And so if you constantly remain merged in this power of love, then for all time, you'll become free from having to labor for all time. In any way, you are celebrating this year as the year of freedom, the year of liberation. And so also become free from having to labor. The method for this is constantly remain merged in love. All of you, All of you have the experience of love, don't you? Or do you not have this experience? If anyone were asked, any of you were asked, if any of you were asked who has the greatest love for Baba and for Bab Dada, who would say, all of you would raise your hand saying, I have greater love for Baba. It is like this, isn't it? It is. Today the day of silence being celebrated truly, and so there isn't any clapping, everyone just raising their one hand, no sound. So the people at the back also raising their hand, everyone raising their hand that yes, they have this love for Baba. And so Bab Dada is also saying, constantly use the power of love for any task you carry out. It is then easy, isn't it? This is easy, isn't it? You have yoga. You have yoga so that you forget your body and the bodily world, the physical world. So that you can become the conquerors of Maya. So when you remain under the canopy of protection of love, Maya cannot enter that canopy of protection. She can't come under that canopy. But it's when you come out of the ocean of love, Maya sees you come out of the ocean and makes you belong to her, and so don't come out of the ocean, just remain merged in the ocean. Whenever you're carrying out any task, you can't forget the one you love. You carry out every task whilst being lost in that love, in the love for that one. Just as today, just as you remained lost in Baba's love today, so too, similarly, can't you stay absorbed in that love for all the time, at all times? Love will easily make you equal to Baba. Because whoever you have love for, whoever you love,
मुश्किल नहीं होता है.
इट्स नॉट डिफिकल्ट टू बिकम द सेम एज दैट वन. You have love deep in your heart for Brahma Baba. Deep love for Brahma Baba.
Brahma Baba Kabi. Bachchon se. Atisale.
Brahma Baba also has extreme love for the children. He constantly emerges each and every child. And gives special current or powerful vibrations to become equal. Special sakash. He continually gives that special sakash to all the children for them to become equal.
Jaise past jivan mein ek ek ratan ko.
Just as in his previous life, when he was a jeweler, I think, he used to look at each jewel. And knowing the value of each jewel. Baba would use each jewel for a special task, for a special ornament, in the same way. Even now, Baba specially uses each and every jewel.
Sankalpa deta rehta.
Baba constantly gives this thought for each and every child to constantly use their speciality in whatever they're doing. He constantly sings wah wah of knowing the value, the speciality of each one, singing the praise of the children. Wah, my invaluable jewel. Singing praise of each one. Many children are wondering, what does Brahma Baba do in the subtle region? What is he doing all the time? We're constantly doing service here, but what is Brahma Baba doing up there in the subtle region? But Baba says, just as Baba stayed constantly with the children in the sakar form, similarly Baba stays with the children in the subtle region also. He stays there with the children also. He's not there by himself all alone. Baba doesn't enjoy himself without the children. Just as children can't think of what to do without the father, they feel completely lost in the same way. Baba also can't think of anything else apart from the children. He's not there by himself all alone, he's with all the children. In the corporeal form, it was only a few children who had the experience of the corporeal form in the corporeal world. But now,
अव्यक्त रूप में हर बच्चे के साथ जिस समय चाहे
Now, in the avyakt form,
Chapchai
is able to meet everyone in whatever form, at whatever time. Baba continues to fulfill his responsibility of companionship at whatever time, as you want. Just as it's been shown in the pictures, in the images of the gopis, they have shown Krishna with each and every gopi. This is actually a memorial of this time. Now in the avyakt form, through the avyakt form, Baba is whenever you want. Even if it's 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning, no matter what time you go, Baba fulfills his responsibility of companionship with all of you children in whatever way you want, at any moment. In the Sakar form, it would only have been sometimes that he would have two of the centers, going to visit the centers. But now through the avyakt form, Baba also visits the pure households. Families living together. What else does Baba have to do? Except make the children equal to him and take them back home with him. This is all Baba has to do, isn't it? What else does he have to do? And so Baba remains busy in just this, making the children equal. Seems like a very simple task for Baba. This special day, Baba especially wants the children to become free from laboring. No matter what task you carry out,
double light.
Do that whilst being double light.
மனோரஞ்சம் அனுபவங்கள்.
Carry out every task whilst being double light and you'll find that all the effort is like a form of entertainment. That doesn't like to see the children making hard effort, battling or playing games of victory and defeat. You're celebrating the year of liberation, the year of freedom. Are you celebrating this year or are you still engaged in making hard effort, working hard and laboring? Especially remember the blessing of today. May you be free from making any kind of hard effort, difficult effort, free from laboring. Confluence age is the age for becoming free from labor and of remaining in constant pleasure and enjoyment. If you're finding it hard work, then you can't enjoy yourself. There's no pleasure when there's hard work. Only the one age in which the souls experience enjoyment and pleasure with the Supreme Soul, with God.
Atma Paramatma ki Saneha Yuga.
It's the age of the love of the soul and the Supreme Soul coming together. Age of celebrating the meeting of the soul coming together with the Supreme Soul. And so have this determined thought, the firm thought. From today, I will become free from having to labor.
Okay.
Is this okay?
Okay,
you will become free, won't you? Everyone raising their hand. It shouldn't be that you raise your hands here. And when you return home, you say, what can I do? How can I do this? Baba has the whole file of all the determined thoughts that you children have made again and again. Baba sees the files of the children again and again. The files from the moment you took birth up to now. You must have had these thoughts so many times. I will do this, I will do this. But you haven't yet fulfilled that thought. You have very good heart-to-heart conversations and make Babdada very happy with that. Just as you impress the students that come to you, in the same way you also impress Babdada. But the impact, the influence of the determined thought lasts only for a short time. It doesn't last eternally, permanently. Babdada's file is constantly increasing. Whenever there's a function, a promise letter is added to that file every time a function takes place. At least one letter is added every time. This is why Babdada is not making you write anything. Even today, all of you are having a special thought. But now we'll see how long that lasts. How long will that letter remain in the file for? Baba also sees this all the time. When the children become equal to the father, then the file will finish and everything will become final. At the moment there are so many files. but now simply remain absorbed in Baba's love.
Sunny ke sagar se bahar nahi niklo.
Do not come out of the ocean of love. You have a lot of love in your heart for Brahma Baba, don't you?
Sanai ko follow karna.
And so to follow the one you love,
mushkil nahi hota.
Cannot be difficult.
Sanai ke liye kehte bhi ho.
You also say for the one you love. Where there is love, you are ready to sacrifice your life also. Ready to sacrifice yourself to the one you love.
Baba
does not asking you to sacrifice your life, but sacrifice the old world. Fix a final date for this.
Or function ki date to fix karte ho.
You fix the dates for other functions. The
20th
or the 24th. Next celebration is 20th January.
Iski date ka fix karenge.
So when will you fix the date for this? Sacrificing everything. Someone said Baba would fix the date, and Baba says, Baba never says when, but Baba says now. Baba never leaves anything to another time. He says everything has to be done now. Whatever you want to do, do that now. But Bhaktada is powerful. And because of being powerful, he would say, do everything now. But the children, the children have the habit of doing something only sometimes. And this is why Bhaktada says to the children, this is why Bhaktada is asking the children, when are you going to fix the date? You are always engaged in doing something sometimes, and so Baba is also asking, when are you going to fix the date? But now according to the time, everyone will definitely have to adopt the attitude of having unlimited disinterest. Definitely have to do this.
Bhaktada samajhti hai.
But Bhaktada understands. Of Dada understands that sometimes the time becomes the teacher. Now Bab Dada is our teacher, and so time should not be our teacher in that. When time becomes our teacher, then we reduce our marks. Even now, some children say, time will teach us. Time will enable us to claim that status. But according to the time, it's the souls of the entire world that will change. But you children, you children should not wait for time. Do not make time your teacher. You are the world teachers, the master world teachers, who belong to the teacher of the whole world. You are the creators, and time is the creation. And so, hey, creator souls, do not make creation your teacher. Do not make your creation your teacher. Brahma Baba didn't make time his teacher. He had unlimited disinterest from the beginning till the very end. You saw how at the beginning he used his body, his mind and his wealth. But he didn't have any attachment to any of those things. For the body, the natural words that constantly emerged were, it is Baba's chariot. This is Baba's chariot. It's not my body, but Baba's chariot.
Baba Kirat Kok Kirata.
Always the feeling I am feeding Baba's chariot. Not that I am eating, but I am feeding Baba's chariot. Even in terms of wealth, Baba had unlimited disinterest. The mind was in any case in the stage of manmanabho, always being manmanabho. He used his body in this world, but he never had the thought or even spoke the words that my body is being used. Did he ever speak of it in this way? In terms of the body or the wealth, he never said, I used my wealth. It's Baba's treasure store, Baba's Bhandara. The Bhandara of Bholenath, the innocent Lord. Did Baba ever consider the wealth to be his own and use it for his personal use? He didn't use even 1 rupee in this way. He willed the responsibility to the Kumaris and the mothers, but never had any consciousness of mine. He didn't use his time or breath for his own self. He had unlimited disinterest in this also. Was available, he never used anything personally for the self. He constantly maintained a very simple, ordinary life. Did he ever use anything special for his own self? Even in terms of his clothes, he only had the one type of clothes till the very end. Did Did he change his dress? He had the buildings built for the children. But did he use that for himself? Even when he was told about this, he'd hear it but still remain totally beyond all of this. Whilst giving love to the children and listening to them, he'd always say, everything is for the children. This is known as an attitude of unlimited disinterest in his practical life. Even at the end, the children are in front of him. He is holding their hand. He is holding daddy's hand, but at that time also, was there any attachment? Even whilst the children, whilst the loving children, the special beloved children were in front of him, yet he had an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Within a second, you saw the proof of having an attitude of total disinterest, of being totally beyond all these things here. Constantly had just this one desire, the one concern of doing service, service, and service. And remaining beyond and above all other things. This is known as unlimited disinterest. Now, according to the time, let the attitude of unlimited disinterest
be in an immersed form. Without having this attitude of total disinterest, you cannot do the service of giving Sakash to everyone, giving that powerful vibration, the powerful current of light and might.
Follow Father Guru.
You have to follow the Father. In the Sakar form you had Brahma Baba. Let aside, keep aside the aspect of the incorporeal Father. But in the Sakar form, whilst having the facilities or the method of all attainments, whilst having the responsibility of all the children, even though there were adverse circumstances and problems, it still passed.
Pass with the anarka.
Claim the certificate.
Certificate.
Baba claimed the certificate of passing with honor. Special method for this was having an attitude of unlimited disinterest. At the moment, attachment. The moment there is still a lot of very subtle, very deep attachment. These are like the golden chains. Golden chains of attachment, yet many children are not able to understand about attachment. They don't realize that this is attachment. They always think, well, this happens all the time anyway. This will continue all the time. They don't feel I have to become free from this, but they think, well, this will continue anyway. The many different types of attachment don't allow you to have unlimited disinterest. There is the desire to become this. You also have this thought that I have to become this. and yet at the same time,
China or Karna, dono ka balance nahi.
At the same time, there isn't the balance of your desire to do something and you're actually doing it. There is a greater desire, but less of the doing, of actually becoming. There isn't the attitude of unlimited disinterest in an immersed form. That I want to do this, I want to become this. It emerges sometimes and then this attitude becomes merged again. Of course, time will enable you to do this anyway. But then, you won't be able to pass with honor. You will pass, but not pass with honor. The speed of time is moving very fast. And yet the effort of speed, the speed of effort is very little, very slow. Of course there is the gross superficial effort, external effort. You become tied in this subtle attachment, tied in the bondage of subtle attachment. When Bab Dada hears the children's songs, hear the song of the children saying, we fly to you, that we fly to you, but then will your attachment allow you to fly? Or will it be that you don't remain on any side, neither here nor there, not wanting to remain down below, but then not able to fly up above also? Now, according to the time, become free from attachment and have unlimited disinterest. Become one who has unlimited disinterest. There should be disinterest from your mind, from your heart. When there is disinterest according to a specific program, that is only temporary disinterest. So now check your subtle attachments. Now the gross things, the big things have finished. Quite a few children are already free from their gross attachments, but now now realize that the subtle attachment is very subtle, which you yourself are not able to check. So check this very carefully with great attention. Check your attachment against the mirror of perfection. Give this gift of the day of remembrance to Brahma Baba on this special day of remembrance. You have love for him, and so what do you do out of love? You give a gift. So give this gift to Baba. Let go of all the sides, all the different things that you're holding on to. Become completely free. Bhaktada is happy that there is zeal and enthusiasm within all the children. You also have very good thoughts of self-progress. So now, show Baba by practically putting into practice those thoughts. Fulfill those thoughts. Prabhas gone into silence, giving drishti to everyone. Today it's a special gathering of all the special teachers.
Sivaka. Return. Yeah. Utsaraka.
As a return of service, this celebration is being, as the celebration is taking place,
so
Bhaktata is happy. Bhaktas is happy that this gathering is receiving the fruit of the service that they've done, and they're now eating that fruit. The serviceable teachers, the special gathering. All of you have been successful in service, number wise. And you'll continue to be successful. Seeing the 40 years of service of all the children, Baba is very happy. All those who come specially for the function, raise your hands. It's actually two rows of sisters sitting just behind the dandis all the way. Behind the brothers and also the sisters, so the front of the auditorium, front of the stage, all the sisters sitting in front of Bhaktada. About 140 sisters, they're all sisters. A large group of all the instrument teachers. It's good.
Charles for a semi to
those who are over 40 years, and so of course there will be a large number. In fact, there are some who are here since 30 years. In the 40 years of service also, you have had the blessing of being constantly immortal, and so congratulations for this. Congratulations that you're still here now after 40 years. Seeing your gathering, everyone will be very happy. In fact, is very happy. To remain immortal whilst doing service. over a period of 40 years.
Command.
It's also a great wonder. We've had the diamond jubilee, we've had the silver jubilee. So which jubilee is this? I'm not sure what this jubilee is. Just a special jubilee, not any other name. A special jubilee of the special teachers. This is the group of the
commander to
military border. The commander stays behind, but on the border are just the Maharathis that go on the border. So all of you, this group is the border of service within the military. Seeing the group of the serviceable souls who are equal in service, Bhaptata is very happy. Those who go on the border are very strong, very firm. They have many experiences. They have greater power to face everything, face the opposition. Each group has its own speciality. Those of the Diamond Jubilee were instruments for the establishment.
Golden Jubilee Valley.
Those of the Golden Jubilee.
Seva me. Adiratan Nimitpani.
They were the instruments, the original jewels in service. And those of the Silver Jubilee.
Right hand pan. Akipani.
They were their right hands in service and moved forward in this way and enabled others to move forward. And this is the special group, the ones who are the embodiments of experience of all types of service. This group has the greatest experiences, greater number of experiences. You've also worked hard, but you've worked hard with that deep love. This is why Bhaptada calls this the group that is of the special serviceable souls, the embodiments of success. And this is the first sound of clapping that we heard through the whole meeting.
Thank you.
You're the, this is the group of the image of support who is also giving sustenance to the new ones that come. Should Baba tell one thing to this group? Are you ready to hear that? A word of advice from Baba? Are you ready to hear it? All raise their hands in willingness to listen to Baba. Should Baba order you? Everyone said yes. So you're the ever ready group. The souls who are the embodiment of success, Bhaktada has this one thought that all of you have established very good centers. You have established these centers, haven't you? Or are they going to fluctuate? And so now, out of this group, there should be some jewels that emerge who are ready to do unlimited service. Are you ever ready for this? Or is it difficult to let go of your centers? Is it difficult or easy to let go of your centers? Now should Baba ask you, now raise your hands. Those who are ever ready to let go. Acha, all of you have raised your hands. When you leave, is it that your center will fluctuate? You are ready, but your center should not fluctuate when you leave. It shouldn't be that you then say, well, I'm ready, but the center is not. Baba is still giving you some time. Baba is giving you 6 months. Make your center such right hands. That you are able to become Chakravarti, the ones who are able to tour around. Because Bhaktada sees that now, sees that by doing service, by sitting in just one place,
Chakravarti Raja number one, Banana, Usme, number thora piche ho jaye.
You claim a number towards the end in becoming the ruler of the globe, the number one ruler of the globe. But this is a group that can claim a number ahead. So not just to be sitting in one place, but to be touring around all the different centers. So will you become this? If the daddies order you, are you ever ready? Daddies require hands, don't they? So they will order you. Sometimes daddy has a heart-to-heart conversation. saying she wants helpers. Special helpers of equal level. That is also acknowledging that yes, she definitely needs some helpers. So who will fulfill this request? It's only all of you teachers here. Bhaktada considers you to be the souls in whom there is this hope, the ones who will fulfill this request. Now make your places of service so firm, so strong, so that they're able to move along just as you're able to move along. There shouldn't be any difference, no difference between the self and the center being able to move without fluctuation. Did Brahma Baba stop to consider what was going to happen afterwards? Did he stop to look at this?
Achai. Achai.
Everything is good and everything will be good. And so within a second, become free from attachment and the soul is able to fly. No, the soul was able to fly. No attachment pulled the soul. And so now prepare such a group where there's no attachment. There should be no attachment. Not the feeling, this is my duty, no one will be able to do it without me. You shouldn't have this thought. Have this interest even from this thought. So did you hear what Bhaktada wants? Did you hear it with attention? You heard it, didn't you? So now within 6 months, make the centers so strong and then you'll be given an order. Do you like this idea? You want to become the world emperors? Do you want to become the world emperors or emperors of just your state? Which king do you want to become? To look after just one center means you'll become a king of the state. But if you tour around now, you'll be able to become a king of the world.
Jesse,
just as you have become experienced, now make others experienced also. Give others this experience. It's not a difficult task, is it? Is it difficult? If you feel it's difficult, you can say no now. If you feel it's difficult, then Dabdadwa will say you can stay wherever you are. You have a chance to say so now, not later. You're being given this freedom now. Whatever is your desire, you can do that. Bhaktada considers this group to be this group of those in whom there is the hope of them moving forward. Is this okay? Yes? Do you all agree? Do you all like it? You're not worried now before celebrating your celebrations now, are you? Worried that Baba's given you such a tall task to fulfill? This is the first group that is having the celebrations after meeting Baba. You are all carefree emperors. Since Brahma Baba never thought of anything,
follow father.
You have to follow father. Children may think. Children thought at that time, what will happen? How will it happen? How will the murli be conducted? But Brahma Baba never thought about any of these things. The he became avyakt from being avyakt, being corporeal within 1 second. Brahma Baba also had that deep faith that the best of all is to happen. And so you can see that happening now, can't you? Everything that will happen will be good. Bhaktada loves the speciality of each and every group. prapta than our giving. All the loving children in this land and abroad who are merged in that deep love. To all those who constantly to the extremely close souls who constantly remain merged in the ocean of love for the Father, love of the Father. Elevated souls who constantly imbibe the specialities of Brahma Baba within themselves. The souls who fly in that godly love and constantly experience the pleasures of the meeting with the Father. To those who constantly bring the thought of becoming equal to the Father into practical form. To the children who are merged in the heart of Baba, the Comforter of Hearts, on this special day, multi-million fold love and remembrance of Brahma Baba specially to all the children. So please accept multi-million fold love and remembrance from Brahma Baba. That constantly remains in the hearts of the children, even whilst living in the subtle region, he is also in the hearts of the children. So to those children who have Baba in their hearts, who have merged Baba in their hearts,
Talya, Barbarkar,
plates full of the curls of love. Love and remembrance. Stop us giving plates full of love and remembrance of the curls of love and remembrance of Baba's love to all the children. And namaste.
Because जब तक है ये धरती गगन आपके आधार में पुलकित हुआ गाता है मन प्यारे ब्रह्मा बाबा शत शत नमन।